All right. Let me now talk to you about the frequency of follow-up calls. These are only guidelines, and what I mean by that is they are not rules. They're guidelines. If you're coloring and you color outside the lines, sometimes it even looks better, right? That's what I mean by guidelines, is that you don't have to color all the way up to the guideline, and you don't have to stay inside the guideline. You can go outside it. You can stay way inside it. It's just a guideline. And the reason that I say that is that I have followed up with people for months. Okay, so even though I'm going to give you some guidelines here, I have followed up with people for months. And what is the difference? What is the make-break? What's the black-white? Where does it, is it a gray area? No. It is a black and white. If that person in any way is still contributing, in any way, to the communication, I will continue to follow up. Meaning, if I leave a message, person calls me back, or sends me an email, or does something back to me, that's contributing back. So I will still continue to follow up as long as in some kind of a way they are still contributing back. So that's the only part that's black and white. But in terms of how frequent, those are just guidelines. I'm just going to give you some guidelines here and you can follow them. The day of the scheduled follow-up call. Okay, so you did the inviting formula. You got to the very end of it. You closed to action correctly, and that's the key. And in the close to action step, you said, we'll talk on Tuesday at 7 p.m. And what's the best number to reach you on? So you got all that confirmed, and then you confirmed again that they're going to watch the content that you're sending them or look at it or whatever. You call them back that day. I will call back two times and will only leave one message. The first time that I call, caller ID block is off, meaning they can see my phone number come up on their caller ID for the first call. The second time I call back, the caller ID block is on, meaning that they cannot see the number that's being called in. Now, I always get someone who tries to trick me with that. And they'll go, yeah, but what if the phone says, this caller does not accept calls from a blocked ID number, or whatever that message is. All right, fine. All right, so you got to take it off, right? So that kind of message is just, you know, hey, Josh, I'm calling at our scheduled time. I wanted to make sure that you received the movies that I sent you. I'm going to be in and out, but you can try to reach me at 801-785-6851. I'll give that to you again, 801-785-6851. I'll also try to catch up with you a little bit later on. I look forward to talking with you. Hope you're doing well. Bye. All right, that's the message. It's an upbeat. Notice I didn't say, Josh, gosh, I thought we had a call tonight. I'll try to call you back in a few minutes. Right? In other words, that's a lame message. Okay? You don't leave one of those. You do not guilt someone into returning your phone call. No, not at all. So that's the first time. So two times the day of the follow-up call. And I want you to know that I've tried these in a lot of different ways. I've tried one time, I've tried six times, I've tried a lot of different things, and I tallied it and kept statistics on it and all those kinds of things. And so this is just what I've found to be the best. Over the next 7 days, call three times, but only leave one message. Okay? When you leave a message, in other words, the first time that you call in that 3 days, you put caller ID block off, meaning the person can see who's calling. You call in and you leave one message on the answer machine one more time. Hi, Josh. Wanted to help you get whatever their need or want said. You know, let's say he wanted a sailboat. Hey, I wanted to just call in because I still want to help you get that boat. You can reach me at blah, 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 blah. Again, that number, blah, blah, blah. And I'll also try to reach you a little bit later. Hope all is well. Bye-bye. So that is in the next 7 days, you're going to call 3 times but only leave 1 message. And then the next 7 days, you're going to call 2 times and you're only going to leave 1 message. And then in the next 7 days, you're going to call 1 time and you're going to leave what's called a final message. And by the way, every bit of this with examples is in Professional Inviter. On the cold market, the way that I leave that final message, it's like, hey Josh, I'm giving you a final call. I'm taking your lack of response as being not interested. I enjoyed meeting with you and I wish you success. If anything changes and you want to pick this back up later, please give me a call. I'd like to help you. Bye-bye. That's the kind of message. Not a grieving, groveling, you know, I'm giving up on you, or anything like that. It's just an upbeat message, but it is a final message. And you need to say the word final in there. Not final as in condescending. This is the final time I'm calling you. Okay? No, it's not that at all. Hey, I'm giving you a final call. I'm taking your lack of response as being not interested. Okay? That's the way that goes. Now, this is different in the warm market. The way you leave this message is different in the warm market. The warm market is, hey, Josh, I'm calling to give you a final call. I'm taking your lack of response as not being interested. I enjoyed talking with you about your goals, and I hope that by me offering this to you, I've not offended you in any way. Our relationship means more to me than any business venture we might ever pursue together. So please give me a call back or send me an email and let me know if I've offended you. And if I have, I want to make it right. My email address is blah, blah. Take care. The reason that this is so important that you do this with warm market people is because when there is something undone, it leaves a gap. And that gap can grow to weeks, to months, to years, to a lifetime. Where some little thing like that. Now, you might think that it's because you offered the business to them. It's not. It's because that person didn't know how to say no to you. Maybe you didn't make it easy for them to say no. Maybe you tried to strong-arm them in some kind of a way, or maybe they were afraid you were going to do that. Regardless, what's most important in this universe is your relationships. And so you got to leave that message, and then when they call back, and in other words, they went into hiding, they hid from you, and this message is designed to get them back into communication with you. And don't you dare try to talk them into the business at that point. Let them call you back and say, hey, man, I was just real busy, blah, 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 blah. And let them talk. And if they start talking to you about it, if they're reaching for it, then you can continue on and you can have a conversation with them. But let them reacquaint. Let them say that they just got busy. That's fine. And then if something comes around or something like that, you can say something like, well, are you kind of interested, sort of interested, or really interested, or not really? You can say something like that, just so you know. But don't try to talk them into anything, because this is not a sales call at this point in time. This is not a prospecting call anymore. This is a save a friend call. This is save a relationship. Okay? So that is the reason, and it's also equally as important to you. When you leave a final message in a cold prospect, and leave a final message in a warm prospect, it concludes something for you, and it's very important. Because you don't want a whole bunch of those things sitting out there that are undone. So it's a very simple thing. You call up, it's a conclusion. And it actually, you will find that when you leave that conclusion, that final call, and then you go to make your next call, it just is right. It feels a lot better. It's not this mystery thing that's hanging out there, so leave that message. And the same goes if you see this person at work, or if it's a warm market person and you run into the person at work, maybe at church, and then you see them avoiding you. I walk right over to them and just say the exact same phrase and just say, hey, man, my relationship with you is really important. I hope that by me offering that to help you achieve your goals, that you're not offended by it. And if I have offended you, I want to make it up. So that's what I recommend that you do there on follow-up and on leaving messages. All right. I hope this has been valuable to you. I sure appreciate you taking the time. And as you know, I consider it quite a compliment that you would spend an hour with me. And so I hope you all have a wonderful and productive month. I appreciate you.
This concludes Tim's presentation. We hope you've enjoyed listening and that you'll benefit greatly from what you've learned. For more information on this subject, please visit firstclassmlmtools.com. This CD and accompanying booklet are protected by copyright law. Any unauthorized translation, duplication, distribution, or copying and uploading files through any media source is strictly prohibited. Please demonstrate the utmost integrity and first-class use of this material by using it within the boundaries of the law.